Hello, everybody. Guess what? We're back.
Yay!
Welcome to Sticky Pickles. Ever found yourself stuck in a pickle, knee deep in a dilemma? Question is, what do you do now? I'm Carol.
And I'm Maria, and this is season 4, episode 1 of Sticky Pickles, Exasperated Hottie and High-Heeled Third Wheel.
Hi, Maria. Missed you.
Missed you. Hey, everybody. We missed you. Everyone, hope you missed us. It's been ages.
I've missed the show, totally. I've been, the number of sticky pickles that I dreamt up during that time but did not jot down is going to haunt me for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I had like the fever dreams around in December around Christmas time. There were a lot of Christmas pickles I could have
right?
used, and I didn't. Yeah, no, we're skipping the whole holidays. We're in the new year, baby. And hopefully our listeners are ready to get back in. We had a bunch of people on social media like, when are you coming back?
Of course they're dying to listen to us. That's why they're here now. Welcome. Welcome.
We promised we'd be back. We just took our sweet ass time, but we're here.
We said January. We just made it.
We squeaked that one in. Yeah, well, it's still technically January. Hey, we needed a break. Needed a break. But back and better than ever, right? Speaking of better than ever, Kroll, what's your sticky pickle?
Well, exasperated hottie. Okay. Mm. Now, I want you to meet Noah, okay? Now, Noah is 29 and hot. Okay. Certainly that's what Aria thinks, because this is what she's learned so far, having had datum for, 2 months. He loves his jobs, has great friends, has no debt, doesn't like casual hookups, and loves to cook.
Keeper,
right?
As soon as you said has no debt, my millennial ears went, whoa! Yes!
Keeper. And this is a big frickin' deal because Aria, she's, hot and got everything going on herself.
Lots of debt.
No, but she's just been on the dating scene for like months and months and months and months and months. Mm-hmm. And it's been dry months and months and months and months and months.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like there have, of course, been fishies, but none that turned her head. Until Noah. And that's how she says his name. Noah.
Noah. When you're from Boston, it's Noah. Anyway.
Now, it's all perfect. Well, it's not all perfect. He does have one tiny niggle that Aria is kind of worried about. And she's worried effectively that this is kind of mushroomed in her head to, a disproportionate size. You know how you can make a big deal out of something that's tiny?
Especially at that time, like 2 months in. Well, actually, when you're like starting to get a little more serious, interested in each other and starting to look for like, this is too good for me to be true. But usually you're so head over heels at that point, right? That you can't see anything. Anyway.
Yeah. So, but if everything's really bright and great at that time, if there is something there, like say the person's always telling you dad jokes, like how long does it take for the dad jokes to start grating? It takes less than 2 months.
Yeah. I married him anyway, but still, it'll take less than 2 months.
And so, and this is where, Aria, has decided to consult you, dear Maria, her most trusted BFF.
Oh, no. Oh, I like this little thing. Okay.
On how she can, go forward with this little niggle. Like, is she making a big deal out of nothing? So she says to you, Noah, despite all his amazing qualities, and she lists them out ad nauseum to you, right? She's like, he kind of sighs a lot. And you know how some people like, this is one of my pet peeves, okay? You know when people sneeze, but somehow have to yell at the same time so that everyone in the fucking world hears them sneeze? Like, they can't just sneeze.
So, you met my father is what you're telling me.
Have you met my dad? Yeah, totally.
We're both talking about our dads. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
It's just like, and Graham does it too.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Graham like kind of goes, achoo! Like this comedy, cartoon
thing. We're blasting some people's headphones right now with these sneezes.
I know. I'll lower the gain on those. But this is kind of what Noah does when he sighs. Okay, I don't know if I can do it, but I'm going to try here, okay?
Give it a try.
You know, it's a...
It's like a very satisfying drink of water.
Yeah, it's like a sigh that tells everyone that hears it within a 100-foot radius that he's like maybe not in a good mood, that he doesn't agree with someone, that he's been inconvenienced in some way.
Can I just yes. stop you for half a second? You are describing with incredible accuracy exactly how my husband is.
Oh.
This is exactly, not only is my husband a great dad joke teller, he's great at that, and I really enjoy his dad jokes. This is a funny thing about, he sighs like that. I know he's listening. He will totally own up to this. We were somewhere within the last week waiting patiently for something.
Right.
And he let out his normal sigh.
Okay.
Like just, he's actually one of the most patient people ever. But his sigh sounds super impatient. And the woman who was helping us was like, "Sir, I'll be with you in a minute." And I was horrified. I was like, no, man, we're totally fine. That's just how he is.
And he's probably masked, right? He's wearing his face blankie and people can hear it through the face blankie.
Yes. And my husband is like the most patient guy. I swear up and down, like he really is. And he just has this very dramatic sounding sigh that just comes out. And I've always been like, what the hell? He sounds so like I'm over it. But it's just not what he's saying. It's just the sound he makes.
Okay. Can you just try and mimic the sigh that he did that made the woman take notice?
Can do it. Like kind of, I can't do it because I don't think I'm a sire.
Yeah.
But it was very, it sounded like a very, like that.
Right.
But he was just exhaling.
Right.
Okay, sorry.
You are the perfect person to ask this story for. This is perfect. I couldn't have dreamt up a better scenario.
How did you know that, girl? Have you met him?
No. I'd love to meet your husband. Oh my God. When I would you adore meet, that. I cannot wait.
When you meet him, he'll be very self-conscious about his sigh. He'll be like, I can't breathe because she'll know.
Tell you what, if the world gets a little bit better quickly, my plan is to actually be in your neck of the woods in June. Yeah.
Well, so, sorry.
Yeah. So, no. Wow. Well, fingers crossed. And, you know, it just all depends on everything, right? But if we can do it safely and okayly,
yes!
That's the plan.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
So we are definitely
amazing.
Coming over for dinner. So.
Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, my
okay,
God.
Okay.
Yes.
Can I cannot okay. wait? Anyway, pivoting back to our story. Okay.
Yes.
So. The first time he did it, similar to that, they were like looking to get a desired table at a restaurant and the table wasn't available. So, you know, it's annoying. It's annoying,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
But he, like, does everyone nearby need to hear, like, his lament, right? Or at the supermarket, if someone pulls out there, oh, I have the change, hold on a second, right? Or someone's too slow at the lights, this huge kind of exasperated sigh. And the thing is, and tell me if this is true, the thing is, Noah doesn't seem to be aware of it.
Yep. Wow, you are describing my husband so well. It's totally unintentional. Yeah.
Okay, Aria totally is thrilled she's speaking to her BFF about this because she knew you knew everything about everything. So,
of course.
That's why you're BFFs. You ask her, did you bring it up? You know, did you say something? Did you ask him about it? And she said, well, when I brought it up, he just arched an eyebrow and says, what, you have a problem with how I sigh? So she kind of was like, oh, okay. And, you know, when you say it Frickly. Like that, it sounds a bit ridiculous, right? A bit.
Mm.
She even asked his best mate,
yeah.
you know, whether he thought that Noah sighed a lot. And he was like, he never noticed.
He never noticed
that Noah sighed.
His name is like a sigh.
Noah. It's true.
Yeah.
You know, there's people that twirl their hair, munch their nails, you know, sneeze, scream, snore.
Yeah. Well, snoring tends to affect a smaller amount of people.
Oh, it affects me. Tell you what. I'm glad I got a spare bedroom. That's all I'm saying. So she's like, what do I do, Maria?
Okay. I'm just like, does it require doing anything about it? We're all sighing.
Everyone sigh together. Let's all sigh, like, you know, together. One, two, three.
Deep breaths, right?
I mean, you do that in yoga and it's like, it's a great thing to do, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's
some people have an annoying sigh. I think I can agree with that.
Yeah. It's okay. Sighing is one of those things. It's going to be hard to ask. It's like, oh my gosh.
And she totally loves this guy, right? Like he's like, check, 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 check.
Do we think that maybe she could get used to it in time? Give it a few months and see if you adjust.
So Aria says to you, Maria, hold up, hold up. The thing is, I haven't told you everything.
Oh.
The thing is, okay. He is also sighing in the bedroom.
No. Okay.
So his performance... That's all I wanted for this show is to get you to laugh like that, and you've done it, so I can stop here. So while his performance, so to speak, is on point, right, he's constantly doing this annoying, loud, exasperated sigh. Like the more he gets into it, the more fucking annoyed he sounds. And like,
okay,
the
that
first
is really weird.
The first time she was like, is everything okay? You know, like,
are you not pleased?
Yes. And he's like, oh my God, no, I love it. I love it. It's the best.
Am I not to your satisfaction? Is this not enough?
Yeah. But he told her, no, this is great. It's the best ever. I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it.
Okay. That is weird.
But of course it's putting off Aria, right? She's like, yeah. She doesn't get off to the sound of exasperation, it turns out. She's just not, it's not working for her.
That is what we call hitting the brakes when you're a lady.
Yeah, but is she being nitpicky?
Okay, no, that is weird. A dramatic sigh in the bedroom is kind of
I know people that do a lot weirder shit in the bedroom, can I just say?
Do tell.
No, I couldn't. That,
you can't drop that.
I'll get them on the show. I'll get them on the show. They can tell you themselves. But, you know.
Okay. I mean, it sounds like it's an unintentional tick on his part kind of thing. But, okay, you remember media training, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you just record the person and just kind of play it back and then nitpick the shit out of it, right? Be like, this is you. It's like, this is what you look like. This is what you sound like. Do better. Essentially. I mean, she could, if she wants to be a little, I mean, don't be passive aggressive about it.
Right.
Like, tell him, like, hey, I don't know if you know that, like, you're subconsciously giving a message that maybe you don't mean to be giving. Just to let you know, like, maybe, just so you don't think I'm making this up, would you mind if I just recorded you doing it so you understand that, you know, I'm not making this up, so you can see what I mean, and maybe we can figure out a way to help you do that less, because it's never going to stop.
I don't know if this is the meaning of irony or coincidence, but she has recorded it, but without his
consent,
without his consent, and for you to listen to, because she wants, because she sees you as a very reasonable, rational person. She wants to know.
Yeah, I know. Everybody just wants me for my laugh. I get it.
She wants to know if you find it, you know, off-putting.
I mean,
do you listen?
There's, yeah, fuck yeah, of course
do
I do.
You? Oh, I wouldn't. Oh wow,
I'm
shocked. No, I couldn't. Oh my God, really?
Wait, that's where you draw the line out of all the stories that we've done? You're like, I would not listen to a man sighing without his consent.
No, but it's like listening to your friend and this guy having fucking.
Wait, oh, wait, in the bedroom? No.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Oh, Jesus. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, fuck. I totally misunderstood what you meant. Oh, God, no. Oh, Jesus, no. Oh. Oh gosh! That would have been like the first 2 seconds. I'd be like, "What am I?" Oh God! I throw the phone. I'm like, no, I don't want to hear that. Oh no, 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 no! Oh, I thought you meant just like in conversation. Oh fuck! No, I do not want to hear that. You broke.
I broke. Oh, I need to get some water. Excuse me. Listeners, I'll be back.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
This bodes well for season four. This really does. Oh, boy. Eric, if you're listening, you don't do that in the bedroom. It's all good. Thank God. Oh, my Lord.
Okay. Calm down.
Okay. I'm great at reading between the lines, in case you've noticed. Oh, my God. You meant in bed.
Oh.
No, I never, ever want to hear that.
Right?
Never.
So you just turn her down on that.
Yeah, and I'll be like, no, thank you, and also ew.
Yeah.
like, don't do that.
And I did just toss that in to mess with you, that last bit. But how bad would that be?
Wow. Oh. Well done you on that one.
So good. Maria, tell me about high-heeled third wheel.
Yes, high-heeled third wheel. So, we are living it up. Do you remember what dancing in clubs is?
Totally, and I loved it, and yeah.
Yeah, we're still sighing. We're still stuck on the sighing. You remember having fun in public with other people? Yeah. Wasn't that a thing? Do you remember
hugging,
maybe making out with a total stranger you just met?
Hickeys, I don't know, maybe hickeys.
Yeah, well, you know, you're only in your 20s once, but you know, good times. You're like, oh, this is my favorite song, and then you're like, can I make out with you, David, or whatever? And then, anyway, I'm 22 again. It's amazing.
That's so funny.
I want to take us back to where we're living it up in the days of when you're going dancing with your friends a lot.
Fabulous. So
yeah. Just imagine you're that age again, like 25, 26. Cause that was around when I was like doing that a lot, especially. So we have three people in this story. We have Benny and Jessica, who are our couple, our hetero couple in this story. They've been together for a few years. So in that age group, it's unusual to have people who have been together for a few years. Usually you're still kind of dating around, but these two have been together for a few. But they're living it up in the city. They go out a lot. They go and party a lot. They have an amazing friend group that they're always hanging out with. And there's always something going on.
They're missing my life. Yes.
I know. I'm reminiscing. They're going dancing. They're going to the bars. They're going to the pubs. They're smoking cigarettes out front and like passing the same cigarette around.
Yeah.
Staying up until like 4 a.m. and then going to work the next day and feeling fine. I don't know how the fuck people do. Anyway, they're 20. So they're doing that. And they're having a great time. They have a nice little apartment in the city, and it's like a one bedroom apartment, but the living room is just big enough that if you put out an airbed that somebody can crash at their place. So now and then a friend will come to visit and they'll all go out, and it's like the best time because they know all the hot places and they know everybody, and they've got the greatest friend crew, and they're like the people you want to be hanging out with when you want to have a good time in the city. So.
I'm feeling it.
You're feeling it. Yeah, I took you there.
You did.
So Jessica's college buddy, Emily, is crashing in the living room on the airbed.
Okay.
And Emily is, again, Jessica's college buddy. They pledged to the same sorority. They did study abroad in France together. And they were even bridesmaids at the same weddings. So they've been super, super tight friends for a good couple years now. And they're like going into emerging adulthood hand in hand. Yay.
Yep. Totally.
Sisters from another mister.
Yep.
And Emily knows that Jessica really, really wants Benny to put a ring on it.
Whoa.
Jessica's like, I'm 26 and this is around the time people can get married and it's not super weird in my social circles anyway. So like, I want to get married, and Benny, we've been together for a few years. Like, maybe it's time we think about settling down. But she's terrified to bring it up, and Benny never brings it up because Benny's like, yo, I'm 25. I'm a dude. I'm enjoying my life. Like, yeah, I'm in a long-term relationship, but like, I'm still young. I don't want to, you know, narrow my prospects down too much. Like, I'm not looking around, but at the same time, I'm not like, yeah, this is it forever. Like, I'm keeping my options open.
And Jessica knows this about Benny?
He's never said this to her explicitly, but she knows implicitly. Because, you know, when you've been together for like 3 years and nobody's talked about like, hey, what are we doing long term? Because everyone's too afraid to talk about it. you kind of know.
That's kind of like, yeah, this is kind of like a bit of a red flag if Jessica wants to marry someone who she knows is a bit like, you know, stopping in for God knows how long.
Yeah, he's like, this is good for now.
Yeah.
For now. Yeah.
Short let hotel. Yeah.
Yeah, like she doesn't know if she's Mrs. Right or Mrs. Right now kind of thing. So, So she knows that deep down, but she's just like, blinders on. I'm not going to worry about it. But he's not cheating on her. He's faithful to her. He doesn't have a wandering gaze. He's very respectful of her.
He's boyfriend material, not necessarily husband material. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, Emily is staying with Jessica and Benny, and Emily's like, yo, I'm here to party up in the big city. Show me all the hot spots. And Jessica's like,
can I stay with you?
Yeah. And they're like, yep, we got the airbed for you. It's all good. You come with us, bring your best outfits, bring your hottest shoes, bring your best accessories, bring your...
Benny likes her, right? Benny thinks
she's Benny's okay. Benny's like, she's fine. Yeah, not pro or con. Like, she's one of Jessica's friends, and Jessica's friend's a friend of mine. You're very welcome. Body, body, body.
Cool, cool, cool.
And so Jessica's like, honey, we're going to get all gussied up. You need to wear your best outfit, and Emily obliges. And then they're doing the whole thing where they're all like getting dressed up and like, what are you wearing? What are you wearing? All that kind of thing. And Jessica's like, I'm going to be wearing these like 5-inch stilettos. These are like the hottest shoes, but these are like guaranteed. We'll skip the lines at the club. We'll get in with these hotties. And Emily's like, I don't know. I don't think I have shoes that are even close to that high. Like, I kind of have some sensible flats because I know I'm going to be dancing. And I've got, like, this knee thing that's acting up. I'm not sure. And Jessica's like, listen, if I'm taking you to the hottest clubs in the city, sweetie, you've got to be wearing, like, your best. You've got to come correct. So Emily's, like, digs through her suitcase. She's like, okay, I did have this pair of boots. I have, like, worn them once. They're not really broken in, so I can't do a whole night in these. But, like, maybe I can put flip-flops in my purse or something.
Yeah.
And, like, maybe I can just get these into the club. And Jessica's like, yes, those are amazing. You've got to wear those.
Are they kind of fuck me boots? Is that what they are?
They are fuck me boots. They are, yes. Okay. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Yep. These are like thigh-high fuck me boots. Yep. But she's like 24 and looking amazing. So, you know, she can.
And
she
Jessica's
can
like, you look amazing. Oh, my God.
Yeah, oh, my God. Everybody's going to want to fuck you. This is great. So.
Ah, 20s.
I took you back. I know. So, and Benny's like, Benny just throws on like a t-shirt on the floor that happens to be clean. He sniffs it and he's like, this is good. So they roll out the
Jesus
door.
Christ.
God. The double standard.
You just think this generation would have been smarter and dealt with this a bit better than we did. Okay, carry on. You're doing great.
I don't know. Yeah, okay. So they go out to the club. They get in. It's a breeze. The bouncer like waves them in immediately because he sees Jessica. He's like, Jessica, you're totally in. Is this your friend? Oh, she looks great. You guys go in. And they go in. And the club is hopping. And like everybody's there. Jessica's friends are there. The music is amazing. The scene is great. The drinks are flowing.
It's like Emily's a Facebook newsfeed. Okay.
Yeah, like it's the highlight. Like Emily's like, this is all I ever dreamed of when I came to the city. This is like the best night of my life. And she's wearing those fuck me boots. And man, her feet are fucking killing her. But she's like, I look so good in these and they're giving me so much confidence. I'm going to just dance through the pain, dance through the pain, dance through the pain. And like numb it with alcohol and maybe other drugs. But yeah, I dance through the pain. And, you know, it's like midnight, 1 a.m., 2 a.m., the club's last call is coming at like 3 or 4 a.m. And they're like, I got this. And Emily's like, I cannot feel my toes. And I'm pretty sure my blisters are bleeding. But I look so good at these boots. She's like, I cannot sit down. Because the moment I sit down, I will be in pain.
Yeah. Yes. I feel this completely. I have experienced exactly this at my wedding. I think I was so hyper about the whole event that I wore these fucking stupid ass shoes like for, I don't know, 16 hours like two. And I wore the same shoes in the evening and danced our ass and I didn't feel my feet. I'm not kidding. Like for days.
Yeah.
Like for days, my whole toes were like basically numb. It was awful.
Yep. Oh, yeah. So Emily's feet are like she can't feel them. And she's like, the moment I sit down, I'm not getting back up again.
Yeah.
And she also cannot. Sometimes after a long night at the club, like when you're waiting for a cab, you'll see the barefoot girls walking down the street.
Oh, yeah. I've been there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I have too. And you're just like desperately hailing a cab and you're kind of wobbly and you're holding your boots and you're barefoot and you're like, there's probably glass and syringes on the ground. I don't care because the pain I'm in, I can't deal with it anymore. She can't do that because those boots are like plastered on her legs. She's like, I cannot get them off. I can only take them off when we get to your apartment, honey. So Jessica's like, I got you. They get an Uber. They jam themselves in the Uber and they get back to Jessica's apartment.
Right.
It's like 4 a.m. They're all exhausted, but they're awake because they're still like, you know, woo. And Jessica plops down on the sofa. Emily plops down with her. Benny's like drinking water over in the kitchen. And Jessica takes off her stilettos and boy, her dogs are barking. And she's like, Benny, honey, my feet are really hurting me. Could you give me a foot massage, please?
Okay.
Benny's a good guy. So he's like, yeah, of course. Yeah. You know, I'm sure I'd be happy to. You look great. So let me massage your feet. So he's sitting there massaging
otherwise, I wouldn't fucking touch them.
So he's there massaging. Jessica's very, very tired, but looked great in stiletto's feet. And Emily's sitting nearby, struggling to get her boots off, like as Jessica's getting her foot massage, like just zip, 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 getting the zips down the boot and then yanks them off. Ah! And like there's like a sound that comes from her feet as her feet like emerge.
I'm kind of shocked Jessica didn't kind of help her to take them off at this stage, but or she wouldn't say, bitch, help me.
No, but. No. She's, Emily's like, I'm a big girl. I can do that. I got this. I can manage it.
Yeah, so. I can get off thigh-high boots that are covered in sweat and stuck to my fucking thighs.
Yeah. I got this. And, you know, she, you know, lets out the feeling of relief and also pain that you get when you do that. And she plops her feet up on the coffee table and she's sort of leaning against Jessica because she's exhausted. And she's like, Benny, I know you're giving Jessica a massage right now, but when you're done, would you mind also massaging my feet?
Okay.
And Jessica sits up and looks at Emily. She's like, how dare you ask my boyfriend for a foot massage?
What?
How dare you? Yeah. So my question to you, so okay. You sort of answered it. You're saying, fuck that. That's well, Jessica's
how
offended.
Insecure does Jessica have to be? Like, who cares? Benny can say no. Your feet are gross. Go fucking put them in the bath. Like, or whatever. Or he'd go, yeah, no problem. I don't give a shit. I love sweaty feet from
sweaty,
people I don't know.
Disgusting booty feet. Yeah. Do you say that Emily went and cleaned her feet, like stuck them in the tub. Would it still be weird if somebody else's boyfriend gave a friend of foot massage?
I think it's weird that Jessica asked for Benny to rub her disgusting, sweat, gross feet, danced feet, before she cleans them in front of a third person.
Like, say that her feet were clean. Let's just say
her
that
feet
they
are
were
all
clean.
Perfect yeah. and clean. Yeah. And yeah. she asked for a foot massage, and they're best friends. Who gives a shit? And okay. I don't understand. Like Emily asking for it again if her feet were clean. Right? Otherwise, gross.
Yeah,
no.
I'm going to say that everybody washed their feet because, yes, otherwise that's like gross on all levels. Yeah,
yeah.
I
okay.
I should have mentioned that. Yeah.
That's okay. It's okay. I think I would just wait to see what Benny'd say.
So, yeah, is the sin in this case, sin, I mean, lowercase s, sin, is it that
yeah,
Emily was
really lowercase.
Like, yeah, really lowercase. Like, this is like through the floor s. Is it bad that Emily asked her friend's boyfriend for a foot massage, or is it worse that that Jessica was like, presuming to be like, how, like not letting her boyfriend answer, but being like, I'm speaking for you here.
They're both ridiculous.
They're both ridiculous.
It's not like Emily said, oh, can you suck my nipple, Benny? Please. Right?
That would be
stepping over the line. Okay. Then I'd put a little, I, if I were Jessica, I would raise an eyebrow at that one. I'd be like, you know?
Well, it's all awkward now because Benny's like,
well, it's awkward because Jessica freaked out.
Right. Or is it awkward because Emily asked?
Well, asking should just be, you just say no. You don't get offended. You just say no.
It isn't a little weird to ask.
Jessica could just say, Benny, do it, and we're over. And then Benny would go, good, because I don't fucking want to touch your stinky ass feet anyway, even though they're clean.
So when I was asking, so I ran the Sticky Pickle by Eric, actually. He's getting a lot of airtime today. And yeah. He was like, does Benny have a foot fetish? And I was like, interesting that your mind went there. Benny does not have a foot fetish, but if he did, I think this would change the entire calculus of this story.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, and I'll do all of this stuff too. No. Benny basically just kind of goes, peace out, I'm done, I'm going to bed. Like, you two figure out what the fuck.
Yeah, if Benny came in and said, take off your boots, Jessica, I really want to massage your stinky feet right now, and I want to do it in front of Emily. And then Emily thought, oh, God, this is fun. I can get a little foot rub because my feet are fucking, my dogs are barking. Rips off her, like, whatever, thigh highs. and sticks her little toes underneath her bloody freaking stink-ass toes. Full of freaking whatever, bunions and stuff.
And her toenails are missing. And,
yeah. Under his feet and goes, here, Benny. Right? Yeah.
This is for you.
Yum, yum.
Oh, yucky.
Well, there you go. Season 4, episode 1. We did not disappoint. That's it for this week's Sticky Pickles. We made you smile, and I know we did. I know we did. You know what to do. Tell us, Maria, how do peeps get in touch?
People did so well getting in touch with us on social media, at Sticky Pickles on Twitter. We're there. I'm watching. I'm listening. Get in touch with us on Twitter there, or at Sticky Pickles Pod on Instagram, or find us on the Shuffle app, shuffle.app. There's some folks on there, too. We're on all of those, so you can find us on the socials there, or anything else you can find on stickypickles.com.
Yay! Later, Gators!
Bye-bye.
We will be back next week.
We will be back. We are back.
You're back.
We're here.
We're here.
Yay.
We're here. You're here. Yay.
Maybe fewer foot stories in the future.
Sin with the tiny, tiny S.
It's tiny, the tiniest of S's. It's like a thin.
You're an artist, man. So there you go.
Oh, yeah. What a fucked up episode.
I loved it.